Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. We
are the New York Knicks. You don't have to play this song. This is not necessary. And I'll tell you why it's not necessary. Because this song is about the 90s. And I believe that is disrespectful to this unit, to this roster. Because I am so sick and tired of the glorification of a team that didn't win anything. This team may win something. So believe it or not, I'm defending the modern Knicks' honor that we got to stop living in the past with the 90s Knicks. Enough.
It's kind of a cool song, though.
It's actually one of the greatest songs ever written and performed. It's so good.
Doesn't it suck how catchy the song is?
I know.
It's the worst. Well,
I don't hate the Knicks like you guys do.
Oh, I hate that the song's good.
No, it's a great song. Sean is right. But I really do mean what I'm saying, that this team, this roster, is writing a new legacy. They have made the semifinals three consecutive years. They have a chance to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. They better go to the Eastern Conference Finals. They are currently the second favorite after the Thunder to win an NBA championship. They've also written some incredible moments over the last 3 years. Enough of the 90s. Like, we can respect it and appreciate it, just like Walt Clyde Frazier and 1970 and 1973.
Right.
But I think it's disrespectful to continue to harp on it.
I don't get the sense, though, that people are pining for the 90s or they're drawing parallels to what the 90s were to this Knicks team, because those 90s teams were different. I mean, it was a different era. It was brutal, like, barbaric game in some capacity. And as a Knicks fan, you're like, beat them the hell up. Now we're like, all right, Jalen, cook them, right?
Right.
All right, Cat, drop some threes, right? It's just a different feel for this Knicks team than those 90s teams.
Yeah, the similarities are they're winning.
That's the only similarity, really.
And the script hasn't been written yet. I mean, look, this run could go like the 90s Knicks. It could go like the Henrik Lundqvist Rangers. Or if they win a championship, we all know where this puts this team. It puts this team in rarefied air. There's a reason why you, Tiki, and certainly you, Sean, were so defensive when I made that innocent comment last week about the giant Patriot upset compared to a Knick upset. It means a lot to you guys because that's a special team. They won a championship. I get it, for that franchise. 86 with the Mets. It's very special. 94 with the Rangers. Like, you don't have to say anything other than the year and the team and everybody knows. And this Knick team could do that. Like, I'm not saying that to blow smoke up anyone's rear end. The New York Knicks legitimately could win an NBA championship this year. And as the words come out of my mouth, I want to throw up. But it's true. Like, there's spot the lie, as the kids like to say.
You're not wrong, Evan. And I want to give hope to anybody out there who may be like me, who isn't a Knicks fan, but, like, wants to latch on to the Knicks for something else. The last three times the Knicks have made a conference finals in the within the year,
Here comes the Ranger tie on.
Won championships. The Yankees in 99, the Yankees in 2000, the Rangers in 94. So just everybody latch onto this Knicks run. It could mean good news for your teams.
Right. Well, it's funny you say that, Sean. So I was talking to Beningo the other day, and he made a very nice phone call. He called me up to wish condolences to the NBA lottery. Like, he felt bad for me, and I was very appreciative of that. And we talked about the Knicks and their chances of winning a championship. And we both agreed. If the Knicks win the NBA title, It is a sign that the New York Mets are going to win the World Series. And while that makes Tommy very happy and it makes Sean very sad, it conflicted me for a second. Like, wait a second. Would I sign for a Nick championship if it means the Mets win the World Series? And I thought about it. And I do have a declarative answer.
And it better be, oh, hell yeah.
Tiki, you want to guess, knowing me and the way my brain works?
It's going to... That's a good one. I'm going to say yes. It's going to be.
You're going to say yes.
Absolutely. Because you need a championship, dude.
Okay, fair enough.
You don't have one.
You're right. Thanks for rubbing it in.
I'm not rubbing it in. I'm just stating a fact.
How about you, Sean? What do you think?
You know, you're not like me, Evan. I have money in the bank with championships. You don't. You're aware of that. I'm thinking you'd be willing to give a left arm for a championship for the Mets. So why wouldn't you give a Knicks championship for a Mets championship?
I would abso-freaking-lutely give that Knicks title to get myself a World Series title.
Let's now, go Knicks.
It's going to be obnoxious dealing with certain Knicks-Mets fans, mm-hmm. like, I don't know, Tommy Lugau and Sal Licata. But you know what? I'll live with it.
You're just going to have to deal with the orange and blue skies everywhere. A Knick-Met title in the same year would be absolutely incredible. By the way, I would also sign for a Knick title and a Met title.
Oh, it's... Well, no. If you want to play the game right, let's play the game right. I'm telling you, the Yankees are winning the World Series, and they're not just winning the World Series. They're beating the Mets in the World Series.
That's just double. That's double.
He's being mean.
What,
right?
What about being mean?
You're being mean.
That's just a double slap.
Why is that? He gets his Knick title, but he has to deal with the Mets losing the World Series to the Yankees, which I know is his kryptonite.
Sign me up.
I know what I... Oh, well, yeah, you would. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because Sean obviously would live with the Knick title for the Yankee title.
Would you sign for that,
Mets.
Tommy?
I'd have to sign for that. Yeah, no,
wow.
I would sign for a Knick title. Because, and I've said this before. Some people don't like to hear it, and maybe this is why I'm negative with them. The Giants, in my mind, have paid their debt to me. They won two championships, mm-hmm. really a couple in my lifetime, but two that I got to see, and they were these incredible runs that will never be taken away from me. When it comes to the Knicks and the Mets, I just want to see one, get off the schneid, and then we can go from there. So I can't sit there and say, well, I can't have a Knick one because I need a Met one. I want both to get one,
right.
So let's start with the Knicks, and we'll go from there. Because they're right here. They're closer. They're a step closer.
Very, very, very fair. Let me give you this one quick Knicks stat, and we'll get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. Tommy and I are live in Boston. Tiki and Sean back in New York, where apparently it's raining in New York, and the weather is terrible. In Boston, I don't know if this is an omen, it is sunny, it is warm out, it is like a summer freaking day in Boston, Massachusetts right now. But listen to this, Teak, and I know it's not going to be a surprise, but I think hearing it will be like, whoa. In game one of this series, the Boston Celtics led for 33 minutes and 41 seconds. Mm-hmm. The Knicks led for 12:39.
Okay.
In game two, the Boston Celtics led for 45 minutes and 21 seconds.
Wow.
And the Knicks led for a minute 53.
What the hell?
In game three, the Boston Celtics led the entire game, other than when it was tied, for 47 minutes and 18 seconds. And in the last game they played, 33 minutes the Celtics led, 12 minutes the Knicks led. If you add it up, the Boston Celtics have led for 162 minutes, and the Knicks have led for 24 minutes. And yet, despite those absolutely insane numbers, the Knicks are up 3-1.
I think the same could be said with the other Eastern Conference semifinal. Because the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are now eliminated by the Indiana Pacers, were the same way, it feels like. They were getting beat up twice, and they came back and won. And even yesterday, I thought it was going to be 3-2, and I just stopped watching the game. And next thing you know, the Pacers win it. So it's probably the same for the Cavaliers as well. Just the better team, but flawed in finishing. That's what the Boston Celtics have been this season, or this postseason. The better team, flawed in finishing.
There is positives and negatives you could take out of those numbers. Like, the positive is what you just said, the Knicks finished. The Knicks finished better than the Celtics, and now you're taking away the Celtics' best player in Jason Tatum. So that's obviously the positive. I think the negative you would take is, despite the fact that the Knicks are
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start, Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Up 3-1, the Celtics have essentially dominated the series.
Yeah.
Because that's what that also tells you, that they've led for, you know, I can't do percentages off the top of my head, but if they're leading for 162 of 186 minutes, they're leading like 75% of the time. Rosie, can you do math on that? He's booked out his calculator because, like, I'm not even kidding. Like, they've led for, look at 162 minutes compared to 24 minutes. You can leave the seconds out because the seconds get very, very confusing.
It's like 90%, close to 90%.
Is it 90?
Yes.
Oh, my, it's even higher than I thought. That is insanity. And again, you can take the positive out of it as a Knicks fan because at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is you led when the game ended.
Right.
And you did that three times.
But I think that's what we knew was probably the only advantage of the Knicks coming in. I guess maybe some of the depth and scoring you could give the advantage to the Knicks, but the biggest advantage that the Knicks had in the series was that they had the best closer on either one of these teams. And so you said it after game one, actually, I think. Just keep it close, right? Just it's not throughout the game, but when it gets down into the fourth quarter and the minutes that matter, make it close. And if it's close, then the Knicks have a chance to win it. And that's what they've done for most of this series.
Evan and Tiki on the Road is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Andrew is calling from Eastchester. Good afternoon today, Andrew.
Andrew, what's happening?
Hello, Andrew.
Andrew going once?
All right.
Oh, there he is.
You know, Evan.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. Sorry. When you're elected president, or when you win an Oscar, you know, even long after you're gone, when they speak of you, they speak of you as former president or former Oscar winner. So the fact that you recently resigned as the president of the Coalition of Nicators doesn't mean much, which is why I question your intentions in terms of going up there. I think this is part of a nefarious plot on your end to reverse jinx the Knicks and try to suck all of the mojo and the positive vibes from this team, which is why we need the light of positive Tommy Skywalker, to successfully defeat Darth Roberts and get the Knicks to where we need to be.
Oh, I like that, Andrew.
It is all a fair point, Andrew. We appreciate your telephone call. Let me clarify a couple of things. I have never resigned as the leader of the coalition.
And by the way, Evan, it didn't work last year in Philadelphia.
Well, that's what I was going to get to. Like, The reason we're here, if anyone is wondering, like, why did you go to Boston, is because I think it's a big deal. I think it's a game five of the Eastern Conference semifinals. Luckily, it's within driving distance. And I think it'd be fun to take Tommy to this game. We did it last year in Philadelphia. I thought it was fun for the show. We were all there last year, and it was great. And anytime we could take the show on the road to a big game and a big show, I think it's worth it. Big show Bob, big game Bob, whatever you want to say. So I put my fandom aside, especially in a town that we work in that has multiple teams.
Well, you're wearing Net socks right now, so you can put your fandom aside.
I am. No, but my point is, like, we have two baseball teams, okay? When the Yankees play a big game, we will be at Yankee Stadium for the World Series. If the Giants play a big game, obviously you guys are Giant fans. I am not. By the way, speaking of doing trips, the Jets come to Foxborough in November. We are doing the show from Boston that night. I've already decided. We're coming to Boston. We're then all going to go to Jets Patriots. That's right, Tiki.
That's Thursday night?
That's Thursday night football. Love it's in it. November. And Tiki Barber is sitting in the upper deck with me. If you don't want to come, Tommy, fine. Honestly, I really only care about Tiki in this regard.
All right.
Me and Tiki watching Jets Patriots on a Thursday night, and I say that because it's going to be a big game.
What if I called up? What if I called up Bob Kraft and said, "Hey, Bob, can we get into the your suite?" And he said, "Sure, come on." Would you sit with me, Evan?
Oh boy, that's a tough one. I'll have to consider that come November. But it's a big game. Want to be there? Want to be in the mix, as Tommy would like to say. There is nothing nefarious. We were in Philly last year. It worked out well for Knicks fans. In fact, some say Evan and Tiki closed out the Philadelphia 76ers.
We did.
Because Knicks fans were panicking with the way they collapsed in Game 5.
Well, get me.
And we calmed everyone down.
Right.
We led the charge. We told everyone where to sit. So this is not new for us.
Right.
Some people may not realize that, so let me let them know. We did this a year ago. It worked. We're back, and we're doing it again.
And by the way, just like you were previously suggesting, and if you missed it, rewind on the Odyssey app about an hour ago, Evan was saying the Knicks could kill the Celtics because they could trade off everybody. Who knows what their season's going to be like next year without Jason Tatum? Didn't we kind of do that to the 76ers?
Yes.
We ended the season, and then
yes.
The next year they were crap. And Embiid was hurt. Nobody else really played at a high level, and they ended up in the lottery. Now, they benefited by being in the lottery, but it is what it is. We have a history of this, man.
You have a history, or we have a history, of not just going on the road to watch the Knicks advance, but breaking the spirit of a city we hate. And so I'm not here for anything nefarious other than to have a good old time and bring you, the audience, an in-depth feel for what it's like to be in the building, and also to lead the charge, as a
Let's
lot of people
Celtics.
Making the trip. What was that?
Let's go Celtics.
Can I just push back on one? I have to push back on just one little tiny thing.
What's here. That?
So we've been very upfront about this. We've been talking about this trip for over a week now. So, Evan, can you please remind the audience your prediction before the series started?
I thought the Celtics would win this series in five.
Okay, and what is tonight?
Game six.
No. What is tonight?
Five.
Tonight's game five.
Okay.
Oh, my bad.
So
got me confused for
I
a second.
My brain goes to the other caller's point, is that Evan planned this trip for game five because he thought this would be, all right, I got a great idea. We'll drive Loogie up 4 hours. We'll sit here. The Knicks will lose by 40. They'll get eliminated. We'll drive back. We'll videotape him.
Yeah.
And he could share my sports misery. That did not happen. To your credit now, you are here for the big sports moment, and that's what we're doing. We're invading. We're going to get a W. We're going to bring it home.
I think that's absolutely fair, Tommy.
Is that a fair way to frame it so everybody wins in that way?
I think when we talked about making this trip, my vision was, yes, the Celtics being up 3-1. But I'm a man of my word.
Absolutely.
Look, there were a lot of things that led to this trip being a little bit more difficult. But what did I say to you, Tommy? I said, we got to make it happen. We made a promise to the audience.
We did.
We're going to make it happen. So I think you ended up complimenting me through all of that.
No, 100%. That was absolutely a compliment.
You stayed true to your word, even though the intent changed. That's what he was complimenting.
Absolutely. And by the way, same thing in Philly last year. My intent was, I even wrote an AI song about it a year ago, in which the intent was Tommy was going to cry on the way home because the Knicks season ended. Remember that? I actually wrote the song.
We better. Connor, I'm telling you right now, I don't care what Evan tells you. I'm talking. This is executive producer. If he sent you an AI song about Loogie leaving Boston upset, you better not play it. I'll go to upper management and have you removed from the building.
Can I tell you why I did not create any kind of song?
Yes.
Because I think if you lose tonight, and we'll get very deep into this game as the show rolls on, but I don't think you will lose tonight, but let's say you do. Anything can happen. I don't think the full panic is going to start yet. So I don't think I'd be able to drink any tears of you not closing them out in game five. I think most Knicks fans, and certainly you, will have a confidence of, all right, okay, they responded. They showed a little bit of heart. Mm-hmm. We will close them out Friday night at Madison Square Garden. So making up a song, drinking your tears, it's just not realistic. Yeah. I don't think there'll be tears to drink yet.
Yeah, because I think that no matter if you're a Yankee, now hear me out, if you're a Yankee or a Met fan, you will spin a loss, and not losing, but if you will spin the loss of, boy, Friday night, we're going to get a Knick victory and a Met victory if you're a Met fan, or the Yankee fans going, and a Yankee victory.
Yeah, yeah.
And what a sports night to remember.
Absolutely. It has a chance to be an incredible night, but you'd hope not to have that.
Absolutely. You're going to end it tonight.
Because you can win tonight. Let's go to John, who is calling from Bergen County, New Jersey. How are you on this fine afternoon, John?
What up, John?
Hello, how you guys doing? Evan, you know, I have 2 points. One's a Knick net, and my first one is a Met, so please let me get them both out. And, the Met. I mean, I went to the game last night. I don't know if you were there, but I pulled an Evan, and I was eating, you know, a sandwich. I brought it in with me. They let me in with it. It was great. I had a roast beef, though. I couldn't have tuna. I had roast beef from my favorite place.
Good call.
Now, all right. Do you know what's really crazy is I went to go get tickets to see the Mets Yankees. I went to the box office, right? And they wanted for section 500 over $500. We got to get King Coleman involved. There's something going on. This is crazy with these ticket gouging prices. All right. I'm going to leave it there. You guys can go on after that. I'm absurd about that.
Well, I got you.
Let me tell you about the Knick Neck thing. Yeah. Evan, I was going to say I love you, but love is a crazy word. I like you a lot. I only love my wife, my kids, and some of my family and some of my friends. But you know what? I think you're going Knicks. I think you're going to switch over, buddy. There's something going on. I know you're up there. I'm sorry, man. You're converting.
I mean, you got the season tickets, Evan.
I am not switching over. Thank you very much for the call. But I will tell you what I am switching over on, and I can't believe this is happening. You want to do an automatic clock with your mouth, Tommy? I think the Nets should go in on Giannis. I really do. I hated it. I didn't want it. It would be stupid. I've had an epiphany over the last 12 hours since the lottery loss. When you combine the destruction of the Celtics, the fact that the Cavs are frauds,
10 seconds,
and the fact the Knicks are okay but not that good. Let's get Giannis and win it all, baby! Why not?
Time's up. By the way, it's not a bad choice, given that you're picking eighth and you're not going to get anything that you need at number eight.
Yeah.
Because everybody's going to be gone in the top six. So it's actually not a bad pivot, to be honest.
I think that things change. Circumstances change.
Right.
So I want to address the price gouging thing. If you want to call what I'm about to describe price gouging, you have every right to call it whatever you want. Here's what's going on, and this is going on everywhere. It's going on tonight in Boston. It's going on at Madison Square Garden. It's going on at Yankee Stadium, and I'm pretty sure it's going on at Citi Field.
It's probably going on in Los Angeles as well.
Yeah,
and
Los Angeles too.
And everywhere. Anywhere that there's high demand for tickets, baseball or otherwise.
So what happens is, let's say 6 months ago, you want to buy tickets for Mets-Yankees. We'll use that as an example. The prices are what they are, $250 to sit in the upper deck. Based on the demand and the secondary market, those numbers change. They're very flexible. And so it feels like price gouging. It really is just the market. It's just they feel, as a sports franchise, why should the consumer just be able to charge crazy prices on tickets in the resale market? Why can't we? And the same thing's going on with the Knicks. Like, you can buy tickets from the Knicks for game six. I know that sounds crazy, but they're gouged up to where they're over $1,000. Now, I know what I paid for my tickets. It certainly wasn't $1,000, but it's everybody.
Mm.
So when our last caller says, Steve Cohen's got to get involved, or Hal Steinbrenner, or James Dolan, they're all doing it.
Yeah, this is what scalpers used to do. And now that scalping is kind of mostly weeded out, the same thing of supply and demand, capitalism, is happening with the price of tickets. It is what it
100%.
Is. There's nothing 100%. You can do about it. Right, it's going to happen if there was no intermediary, but now that the intermediary is legitimized, it's also going to happen because that's how supply demand works, period.
The only thing you can do, and it doesn't guarantee you anything, is wait. And sometimes those prices come crashing down, and sometimes they don't. sometimes they remain high. So Friday night is an incredibly hot ticket. And I don't know how much that'll be affected by the Knicks playing a game six. Like, I think there are just so many people in this city and so many baseball fans that people who are pumped up for Mets Yankees aren't necessarily going to be affected by the fact that the Knicks are also playing a game, potentially. So I think if you want to go to the Subway Series, it's not perfect. My advice is just wait. I mean, I hate to say it. It's a situation we're in. We actually don't even have tickets to the Subway Series, which is another story. And I'm waiting. And hopefully they go down. I do have a backup plan, by the way, Teak. You want to hear my backup plan?
Yeah, let's hear it.
And unfortunately, Connor's going to get phone calls with people making offers. I'm a Mets season ticket holder, and I can't go to the Subway Series at Citi Field because I'm going to be in another country.
Swapping.
I may consider trades. I may start taking if we don't have tickets for Mets Yankees by Friday, I will accept trade offers on my four at Citi for four at Yankee Stadium on Friday night.
That's outstanding.
You like that, right?
I do.
And you know me, I got very good tickets at Citi Field.
Your tickets at Citi are some of the best tickets in the house.
So what Tiki's trying to
they're awesome. I like that idea, Evan.
So what Tiki's trying to say is do not call up and offer upper tank seats to us, all right? If you're taking my seats for Mets Yankees, you better come with an offer. You better make a big offer. And no money involved. This is all a little trade, a little transaction. The problem is Tommy's on the fence because if the Knicks lose tonight, Tommy's not going to want to go to Mets Yankees. And I'm not wasting a ticket on you for you to watch one at bat of Juan Soto drawing a walk.
No, he's going to hit a home run, a Yankee Stadium home run. I would say for the top of the first, and then I got to jet out of there.
Yeah, I'm not giving you a ticket for that.
Why not?
Why not?
I'm there for the start. I'm there for the good stuff. I think you should.
Yeah, all right.
I think you should.
You know, Tommy and Juan Soto have a lot in common. They just take the last dollar and everything handed to them. I got enough.
And we both like sweets.
We'll get back to your calls in a few minutes. Also, some thoughts on the Yankees as they get set to play their rubber game against the Mariners. The pregame show is going to be on the AM side, 660. And first pitch with Dave Sims and Susan Waldman will be on 660 as well. Some Yankee thoughts, some more of your calls on Knicks Celtics, and we'll get into the NFL schedules. A lot to discuss on a busy Wednesday. Loogie and I are in Boston, Tiki and Sean back in New York City. In about a minute or so, if you're listening on the AM side, you will get New York Yankee baseball. They're about to play the rubber game of their three-game series against the Seattle Mariners. The offense is funny, man. It dominates, then it can't do a damn thing. Brian Wu was tremendous last night, and then, of course, the offense failed to take advantage of the Manfred man on second. So the rubber game of the three-game series is coming up. The pregame show is going to be on 660, and the game will be on 660. So you can go back and forth if you so wish, get your Yankee scores and highlights and updates as the game is going on. And then on the FM side, we are here. Tommy and I are in Boston. Tiki and Sean back in New York. A couple of quick thoughts about the Yankees. The return of DJ LeMahieu. And I remember Sean was not excited about the return of DJ LeMahieu, but because of the Oswaldo Cabrera injury, which is so unfortunate, the fractured ankle, he's going to be out for a long time. Does it at least not make you realize, hey, we could use this guy?
Yes, but I would still prefer better depth to begin with than DJ having to be here looking at Pablo Reyes and Oswald Peraza. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still going back to a fundamental problem in building the roster. But, yeah, look, if you could have much worse options when you think about those guys than him returning with Cabrera out.
Yeah, so today, DJ LeMahieu is in the batting order. He's batting seventh, and he's playing second base. Trent Grisham is leading off. Ben Rice is batting second. Aaron Judge, three. Cody Bellinger, four. Volpe, Dominguez, LeMahieu, Escara behind the plate, and Vivas at third base with Will Warren on the mound as they take on Luis Castillo. We'll see if the Yankees can make this a very successful road trip. They did win two out of three against the A's, and now they've got a chance to win two out of three against the Seattle Mariners after splitting the first two games. Max Fried was good last night in that he pulled a Senga. He throws a lot of pitches. There were a lot of guys on base. But he was able to keep the Mariners off the scoreboard for the most part, pitching the five innings and only allowing one run. He continues to have a really good year. And as first predicted on Evan and Tiki yesterday, sometimes I'm very annoying, Teak, but sometimes my geekiness wins out. And we sat here and I projected the rotation for the Subway Series.
You were right. You nailed it, too.
I turned out to be right because Max Fried will come back and pitch Sunday night against the Mets, and Clark Schmidt will come back and pitch Saturday night against the Mets as well. So it's going to be Schmidt on Saturday, Fried on Sunday, Carlos Rodon on Friday for the Subway Series between the Mets and the Yankees.
And what's the matchup, Evan?
So for the Mets, it's going to be Tyler McGill pitching on Friday.
Yep.
It is going to be, hold on, let me pull up my Rico Bronya page on my my tablet, because I have it all written down, bro.
I
you
feel
know
like Peterson was against
Peterson is against Freed on Sunday night. That's the game, yeah, we're going to go to. We're going to go to a few games. And then Saturday is Griffin Canning against Clark Schmidt. So there's your Met-Yankee pitching matchups as of right now.
Just to reiterate, while he's had a great year, Juan Soto's first at-bat returning to Yankee Stadium will be versus Carlos Rodon. Just want to put that out there.
And Soto's hit lefties. So what does that make you think?
I think Tommy's going to have a very fun night exiting from Madison Square Garden.
Well, Madison Square Garden, you swerved me right there. Now, if you had to predict, and we'll have fun with this on Friday, but we sit here on Wednesday. Don't you think Soto's taking Rodon deep to start it off on Friday night?
Intentionally walk him.
Intentionally walk him.
Oh, I like that.
Right. I think they're going to walk him, and before you do that, stand up, turn around, and don't boo him. Just do nothing. It's just Juan Soto. He was a rental for a year. He's not your property anymore. Don't care about him.
All right. Good luck with that.
And no need to buy those shirts outside that say bleep Juan Soto either. Don't give in.
Exactly.
Well, that's the contradiction you guys are having with yourself. I understand saying, hey, ignore him, but they are selling bleep Juan Soto shirts outside of Yankee Stadium.
Okay, but why would you wear that? I'm being honest.
Like, I don't know.
If you're a Yankee fan, what would make you wear that? Just because he came here, took you to help you get to a World Series and then left? To take the most money in Major League Baseball history?
I got to be honest.
That makes you want to say, yeah, F you, dude. I mean, come on. You all would do the same exact thing.
I agree.
Given the choice. Whatever job you have right now, someone offers to pay you 100 times more, or let's say whatever he was making, let's say 50 times more. You're going to take it.
I'm leaving you guys for Dubuque, Iowa in a second.
Exactly right. So chill out.
I am thinking, is there an athlete who played for my team, who left, where I would actually put that shirt on? Mm. An F bleep bleep shirt. Actually, why am I bleeping out the guy's name? Blank blank is really the question. And the only one I could come up with is John Tavares. That's really it. And the difference with JT versus Soto is that he didn't take more money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he went back after lying to us and basically BSing the Islander organization for a few years.
And that's
I think it's different. I don't think Juan Soto ever lied. I mean, Juan Soto was brutally honest the day he got here.
And he was brutally honest the day the season ended.
Yes.
And they were like, oh, it's a great run. You know, why don't you lose the World Series? But did the Yankees have a better? We'll talk about that. He gave no indication that he was staying at all.
Absolutely. You're right. And we do have mini breaking news around Juan Soto. And that is the fact that tonight the Mets are scheduled to play the Pittsburgh Pirates. I know it's very rainy back in New York. Juan Soto, for the first time this season, is not in the New York Mets starting lineup.
Mm.
So what I would ask you, Sean, is when Mendy speaks, let's make sure it is just an off day.
Yeah.
A little preparation for the Subway Series and not some kind of injury that we are not aware of.
I'm going conspiracy theory hat on, Evan. Okay? Juan Soto, who knows what he has going on, but this is a setup to have him avoid playing right field in DH all weekend so he doesn't have to deal with Yankee fans out in right field.
Mm.
So you're saying he's not going to play the Subway Series either?
No. He's not going to play the field in the Subway Series.
They've created, I'm putting in quotes, an injury here. He needs to rest. But you know what? It'll be good to swing the bat. Avoid putting him out in right field, getting heckled for 3 days at Yankee Stadium. Set this up for him to DH for 3 days.
That's an interesting conspiracy. It makes sense. I mean, it really does.
No, it doesn't.
Absolutely.
Why would it make somebody afraid of Yankee fans?
No, not at all. But why subject him to heckling for, not, you know, whatever, 27 innings? It's just all.
Because Met players have even said this over the last few days, because now the media has been asking questions to the Mets and the Yankees about the Subway Series now that we're a few days away. And multiple Mets, David Peterson, I saw say it the other day as well, believes that all that heckling is just going to motivate him. So there is a consensus in the Met room that this kind of stuff is only going to benefit him and maybe open up the hot streak, the real hot streak that we haven't seen from Juan Soto. Oh, here's all I know.
Oh, he's Jalen Brunson now, you're saying.
Yeah, he's going to be motivated by the you're a flopper chant.
Exactly.
All I know, all I want to know, because now I'm getting nervous. I'm in a very nervous mood now. Tell me Juan Soto isn't hurt. That's all I need to hear. So
I think we would know if he was hurt, wouldn't we?
I don't know. He's not in the lineup.
Maybe
he's going to be asked.
Maybe he wanted to go to Boston tonight.
If he wants, he could sit with us. Maybe he could buy some of the tickets. But when Mendy speaks, just give the Met fan peace of mind that Juan Soto is getting his first off day of the season. Because keep this in mind about Soto. He has not DH'd yet this season, if memory serves correct. If he has, it's maybe only been once. He's mostly played the field, off the top of my head. He has not sat yet this season. He is a player who basically plays every single day. I'd find it curious before an off day that he would just get an off day. You know what I mean? So I'm a little tense. So just give me the update. As soon as you get it, no bleeping around.
No bleeping around. This is my promise to Evan today. You got to deal with all the Knicks Celtics stuff. You're not a fan up there. Here's my promise to you. Mute the Mets chat. Turn your phone upside down. I am all over the Twitter machine. The moment I have Mendy speaking, you'll hear that glass break, and I don't care what the answer is. You're getting it.
Yeah, Sean, please do. Number one, we owe it to the audience, obviously. As soon as we know something, we got to let them know. And there's something else here, too. Evan has a 4 o'clock, you guys don't know this, a 4 o'clock deadline to buy us tickets for this game. I can't have his brain space on the health of Juan Soto. Otherwise, 7 o'clock's going to turn around and we're not going to have tickets because he forgot.
Yeah, that is true. I have not bought tickets quite yet. It is now 3:38 here in Boston. What's the time in New York? In Boston, it's 3:38. What is it in New York?
It's the same.
3:38. I'm just kidding around. I'm screwing around. I still haven't bought tickets, but I promise I will very soon. Okay, Tommy, you calm down over there. You're very nervous.
Listen, we gave a 4 o'clock deadline. You have 22 minutes to purchase these tickets. You want to push that deadline.
And then what happens? What happens if I don't purchase the tickets? What are you going to do? Leave? What are you going to do?
Well, where are we going to a bar? What are we going to sit in the street and watch it on our phones? We're going in the arena, but we need you to buy the tickets.
All right, don't worry. I will let you know when I do that. Let's go to Gene, who's calling from New York.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
How you doing today, Gene? Hello, Gene.
What's up, Gene? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, what's up?
Yes, what's up, man?
So, I have a memory of when I was at an event, Tiki, that I did balloons for. There was a young woman that was too bashful or too shy to come up to you to say hello. So I grabbed one of the balloons that I supplied.
Okay.
I brought the young lady, and you signed it, which was fantastic and beautiful. You made her day. So, Evan, I've got a trade for you. For those tickets for the Subway series.
Here we go.
I will do your kid's next birthday with balloons and blow it out for those tickets.
That is very sweet of you. I cannot use the tickets other than for other tickets. Those are my legal requirements. But right. It is a very nice offer. Thank you very much, Gene. Very much appreciate that.
That's funny. Now you're going to get crazy offers. Like
I know. I made a mistake saying anything. I should have waited till Friday and made it clear it is a ticket offer, okay?
Ticket offer only.
That's it. Let's go to Orlando in Boston right now. So let's talk to a local who's probably a few blocks away from us.
What up, Orlando?
How are you, Orlando?
You know, I just want to get a New York perspective on things, right?
Yeah.
And the more and more I listen to your fans, the more I say, man, your fans are delusional. I'll tell you why. First of all, Brunson, I heard people say he's one of the greatest Knicks ever. How? Are you disrespecting, like, a group of players by even saying that? How? Second, you say the Celtics now got to rebuild. How we got to rebuild? I told the Celtics team they got now to compete with the team you have now. So if we have to rebuild, I think you guys got to rebuild too.
Well,
not only that.
I mean, Orlando, yes. It is 3-1.
The Knicks are going to come to Boston tonight and close it out. You're delusional. It's not happening. Celtics are winning tonight. If you're going to close out that series, it's going to have to be in New York.
Okay.
If you don't win in New York.
I mean, we did.
I love Orlando personally.
I do too.
Yeah, no, Orlando just pumped me up. Right, he got me excited.
We're just losing his audio, though.
where I do need to correct him on something. Mm. We're not telling the Celtics to rebuild. Before Tatum even got hurt, there was a report from Sharm Sharnia, who's clued in on everything, that the ownership group in Boston doesn't want to pay $500 million for their roster. And because of the luxury tax and the repeater tax, that's where they're at.
Right.
Not to bore you with it.
This is what's coming from Boston.
Correct. And by the way, if that was coming from New York, and that may be the case in a few years when Mikal Bridges has a new contract and Jalen's got a new contract and we're hearing that Dolan doesn't want to pay the bill anymore, there's going to be a lot of discussions around here with people saying, hey, Dolan, pay the bill. There will be fans upset that a billionaire owner doesn't want to pay the bill. So that's based on that. That's where that's coming from. It's not that the Celtics need to rebuild, because if money was no object and you're asking me, I wouldn't rebuild. I got Jaylen Brown. I got Jason Tatum at 27 years old, coming back at 28 years old, and I think he's going to be great, even off a torn Achilles. So don't argue with us. Argue with your owner.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like ownership, especially in a year with Tatum out, where they don't want to tap that kind of bill on a year in which they don't think they're going to win. So let's get that out of the way.
Right. All right,
now let's get to the second point. I hope you're right about the Celtics.
Here we go. Here comes Hater Evan.
Took an hour and a half.
I know.
But you know why I don't think Orlando's going to be right? I don't think Orlando's going to be right because I think that athletes are human. And you have every right at any moment, Tiki, to slap me across the face digitally and say, you're not an athlete. Shut your freaking mouth. I think the human nature of losing a brother, losing a teammate to not an injury, not a broken hand, not a hamstring, a freaking torn Achilles.
Yeah, it's depressing.
Is depressing. And I don't know if the humans in that room, as talented as they are going to be able to combat that tonight in Boston. So you tell me if I'm wrong, Teak, but I do think that that is a huge cloud that hovers above the Celtics as they try to keep their season alive.
Well, so much is going to depend, and this is why Jaylen Brown is getting so much attention right now, pregame and pre this game five, because it now falls, I don't want to say solely on him, because obviously they have some good players on that team, guys who can make shots. Pritchard is one and others, but he now takes on the leadership role. And now I know he had it a year ago, but clearly one of the best players in the NBA through the 24-25 season was Jason Tatum. Right, we saw it for the most part in game four before he got hurt, where he dropped 42 points. I mean, he was dominant. He can, and he has that ability. He is an ISO one-on-one player. He can create on his own. He can do it with others. But he is their guy, like their alpha. And with him out, somebody else has to pick up that slack and become that player, or they got to play completely differently. Right? They got to move the ball. You know, I mean, I saw the stat yesterday, and it was kind of shocking. The Celtics are the last statistically in ball movement in the playoffs this postseason. And so it just tells you what kind of game they've been playing, and a lot of that has been predicated on Jason Tatum. He's not there anymore. So now you got to play differently. And who's going to be the catalyst to do that? And to me, it's Jaylen Brown. I think to most people, it's Jaylen Brown. The question is he capable of it? And we don't know that right now.
It is going to be very, very intriguing. Very, very intriguing to see what we get tonight. Because the other thing that needs to happen, along with what you mentioned from a Boston's perspective, is the Knicks have to come out with a killer instinct. And they haven't done that in this series. Like, we heard after their Game 3 loss, they lacked urgency. We opened the show with it the next day or 2 days later.
Yes.
And we played all the clips of every guy to a T. Mikal Bridges said it. Jalen Brunson said it. Josh Hart said we lacked urgency. The New York Knicks have to have urgency tonight. Because the one thing you can't let happen is to give a team without their best player hope.
Yeah.
Because if you give them hope and you let them win in their own building, something they did not do in the first two games, and take it back to Madison Square Garden. I hate to use this analogy. It won't affect Lugie as much as it affects Sean, but it reminds me of Kevin Millar. Don't let us win once. Don't let us get hot.
Right.
Because all of a sudden, a one-game winning streak could turn into a two-game winning streak and a three-game winning streak. And let us all be clear as we sit here today. While I think the Knicks will close the Celtics out, you cannot lose this series. That is perfectly clear, correct?
100%. So Evan has talked to people on the street here in Boston.
I have.
I did not do that. But when I got here at WEEI, there was a nice fella at the door that let us in. He saw that I was wearing Knick gear. And he stared right into my face, got close, a little bit of a close talker. And he said, "Are you scared you're going to blow the series?" I was like, "Bro, I mean, sorry. I think we're like brothers in arms here. We work." And he was like, "I'm like, man, I'm already getting it." So, Knick fans, you're going to hear that tonight. I think the Celtic fan is going to be saying that. I think that's their rallying cry here. I think the fans, Evan's talked about it, they might be a little upset. I could see the fans and even to the players going, "Hey, this is house money. Let's make, you know, not history, but let's come back in this series. We've seen a Boston team do this before to New York." And if I was their players, I would be saying that. And if I was their fans, I would be saying that. So I heard it from the guy at the desk here. It wouldn't shock me if that there are more Boston faithful thinking that. And I'm going to hear that a bunch tonight and whoever's coming up for the game.
I mean, you bring up an important point. Boston, despite being the defending champions, have zero to lose right now.
Yeah.
Because everybody is now expecting them to lose this series. You have nothing to lose. Right? And you're the defending champs. You hold your head high. You lost your best player. It is what it is. You're going to play a different type of game tonight. What do you have to lose? Leave it. This is the proverbial leave it all out there game for Boston tonight.
This is the ultimate difference. Before this series started, and I said what I said about the giant upset of the Patriots not being as enormous as the Knicks upsetting the Celtics, which our friends here in Boston agreed with, this is the big difference. That was one game. There was never a moment in the game in which it's like, well, you know, we better win now.
Right.
This is a series. The Knicks are now up 3-1 and Jason Tatum is out. Like, we went from this would be the biggest upset, you know, in New York sports in 20 years to this would be the biggest collapse in New York sports in 20 years if they don't win this series. Like, both things are now ringing true.
True, but I don't think we're having that conversation yet with the Knicks. Losing. You're not having that yet. They have to lose tonight for us to have that conversation tomorrow.
I never want to schedule a Lugash debate series because those are always spur of the moment. But Tiki, just talking between you and I, if the Knicks lose tonight, I think it's an easy, easy one to have these two animals fight with each other about which collapse would be worse. Knicks blowing a 3-1 lead, no Tatum, or the Yankees blowing a 3-0 lead against the Red Sox. Mm. I think that is a... That is God's gift to a Lugash debate series.
That's an easy stroke on the whiteboard for Shawnee. I'll tell you that much right now.
Well, Sean, we could just let's have a conversation here. Let's be civil. That puts me in a real difficult spot. Number one, obviously, huge Knick fan. Number two, I guaranteed the Knicks would win in six. And Evan, and it would be great radio, it would be electric, but you're asking me to defend or almost, you know, whatever about the Knicks blowing the series when they're in a position to clinch. Like, I mean, I don't want to be putting that. Right. I don't want to put that negative vibes in the atmosphere.
I would be defending the 0-4 Yankees, who we hate.
No, I understand that, but they are already, that has already happened. Yeah. Thank you. Yes, it's already happened. We don't know how this is going to end. So you're asking me to defend the collapse that hasn't happened yet when we're on the doorstep of the guarantee and it happening. So that's a weird spot.
Right. We might have to kick that one to Tuesday.
We have to wait till it actually happens.
Exactly. Not do it at all or do it on Tuesday.
Tiki, help me out here.
Yes.
I think I got the tickets I want to buy with the boys.
Let's hear.
Okay, I think I'm good to go.
Okay.
There are three tickets together. They are seven rows off of the upper level, dead center.
Perfect.
Okay?
That's perfect.
You think that's perfect?
I think that's perfect.
Middle of a row, so you're going to have a tough time getting in and out, Tommy.
I don't love that. I don't love that.
But are there other options on the edges of rows?
There is. Where? And the problem is, it's the same seat, same kind of distance, except there's no one in front of you, even though it's the seventh row, except it's $100 more per ticket. Mm. And since I'm buying three, that's a $300 tax to get those seats. So what I think is fair is, since Tommy doesn't want to be stuck in the middle of the row, I'll buy those extra seats if you could throw in the $100 difference on your ticket. And if you do that, I'll buy it right now.
Well,
done deal.
What you didn't factor in here is inflation. So it's been an hour since I said it, so it's gone down. It's actually gone down. Now I can only kick in around $50.
Tommy. By the way, I think I would take that.
230 Loogie, 100, 350 Eastern time here, obviously, $50.
And I'll go full disclosure, because I know there are people waiting. We advise people, if you're going up to Boston, right, wait. I'll tell you the exact amount of money. And you tell me, this is with the fees. Is that going to make you feel uncomfortable, Tommy?
This is to not be in the middle row,
no,
right?
To be in the middle row.
I can't do the middle row.
Wait, you can't? What was this, a negotiation?
So,
all right, Evan. Get the aisle row. I'll give you the 100.
Wow.
The aisle is critical here.
Yes.
Did you hear what Tiki said?
I got you.
I appreciate it.
You want to say thank you, or are you just going to ignore it like you didn't say anything?
No, I was going to say thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. He didn't. He moved on with whatever he was thinking.
I was going to say what I was thinking, and then I was going to circle back to the thank you. What, is there a time stamp? Is there a limit to how way I could say thank you?
I mean,
I only had a 10-second window to say thanks.
You waited a while to say thank you.
I mean, geez.
All right, should I do it?
Yes, do it.
The difference is, just so people are aware, 267 to be middle of the row, 367 to be on the aisle.
Again, I can't have the middle row. Now, a couple things.
Why can't you have the middle row?
Little inside baseball here. We're in a tough town, and I was getting dressed this morning, and I was like, should I go skinny jeans? I'm like, I'm not going skinny jeans. Number one, we're driving. We're sitting for 4 hours. I need my goyuns to breathe. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to get heckled with these skinny jeans. So I wore a little baggier jeans, but even still, I'm wearing Nick gear. I don't need the cat calls all night. I don't need it. So if I'm on the aisle seat, it's easy to get in and out of the seats. I don't have to deal with it. You think a Celtic fan's going to get up so I can move to my middle seat? No shot.
This is a you problem.
No, it's a we problem.
How is it a me problem?
Because I'm a big-time complainer, and I will punish.
And then you might have to defend him, Evan.
Yeah, my honor.
I want this to be known. I'm not less of a friend if, instead of defending you, I take my phone out to film you. Because that's me being loyal to the audience.
I agree with that. Great.
Thank you. Thank you, Tiki. Of course, that's great. Like, I'm going to get involved. Look at me. And if you can't see me right now, that's fine. I'm me. I'm Evan. I'm a twerp.
You would defend your wife's honor, yes or no?
Are you my wife?
No, but I'm you.
Are you going to sleep with me tonight?
I certainly hope not, although I asked you to split a hotel room last night. You told me to go scratch, but I mean, I would think I'm
right inside. Hey.
Your word's not mine. But I'm like your work wife today, in a sense. We're going on like a bro date. So, yeah, I would think you would defend my honor.
All right. We'll make a final decision on tickets coming up. We'll get back to your phone calls on Knicks Celtics, 888-808-1019. And when we come back, because as much as I want to fight it, I have to embrace it, the Jets and the Giants schedules have basically leaked out, and we all have very strong opinions on the schedules. We'll get to that coming up. A lot to do. Evan and Tiki, we are in Boston. They are in New York. And New York is invading Boston as we speak, as we lead the trip up. The British are coming. The British are coming. Except we ain't British. We're New Yorkers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.